In President Trump's joint address to Congress last night, he called for a merit-based system for immigration.
We will have so many more benefits. It will save countless dollars, raise workers' wages, and help struggling families, including immigrant families, enter the middle class.
To find out what a merit-based system could look like and the impact it might have on the Puget Sound region, I spoke with reporter Dara Lind, who covers immigration for Vox. She told me the term itself is political code for talking about who gets to legally emigrate to the United States.
Instead of the system we currently have in the U.S., where there are multiple different paths by which an immigrant can come here, a merit-based immigration system would kind of streamline that process so that the U.S. was deliberately selecting immigrants who had high skills, who were more educated, and who theoretically were more likely to contribute to the U.S. economy.
Here in Seattle, as you know, we have a large tech community. Thousands of H-1B visa holders live and work here. How could a merit-based system affect the city of Seattle and cities like ours?
Well, it really depends. Some of the people who support merit-based immigration want, their end goal is to allow more high-skilled immigrants to come to the U.S. They want more people like the ones who are living in Seattle to be able to, you know, be here and contribute to the economy. For others, their concern isn't more high-skilled immigrants so much as it is fewer low-skilled immigrants. So in that circle, you know, if we're putting together a merit-based system that is more restrictionist in nature, communities like Seattle don't change so much, but communities that bring in a lot of, you know, where a lot of people are immigrating to be close to family members or coming for lower, you know, for lower skill, lower income jobs are going to suffer a great deal.
Dara, you mentioned some of the people in Trump's inner circle are skeptical of high-skilled immigrants. How do you think that's going to play out?
Well, this is why the fact that merit-based immigration can often just be code for fewer low-skilled immigrants is relevant, because it's totally possible that instead of cutting immigration across the board as they might ideally like, this is the kind of compromise position the Trump administration is staking out, that they're going to keep the same number of high-skilled immigrants, reduce low-skilled immigration, and call it a merit-based system. But this is where the really ethno-nationalism of Steve Bannon becomes very relevant, because he appears to be skeptical that that certain kinds of immigrants from, say, Asia or the Muslim world can assimilate to the U.S. at all, and appears to be very concerned that if those people come and settle here, even if they're settling for good, even if they're very skilled, that they're going to take American jobs. So what kind of merit-based system the Trump administration is really talking about really depends on how much Steve Bannon's anxiety about high-skilled permanent immigration shapes the proposal that they end up coming up with or that they end up supporting in Congress.
As someone who covers immigration day in and day out, where do you think this idea of merit-based immigration could go under this administration and with the input of Congress?
It's extremely difficult to get anything through Congress right now, and in particular an immigration bill. And unlike some things that President Trump has already done on immigration enforcement, where the president has a great deal of, you know, authority and a lot of leeway, changes to the legal immigration system, especially changes that are this big, absolutely would have to go through Congress and be, you know, designed in a bill and debated and passed. So it's hard to see anything really gaining traction. There have been proposals in the past that haven't gotten very far because Democrats are wary about reducing family-based immigration, especially if it's not coming with something for unauthorized immigrants who are already here. So it's hard to imagine that a proposal to totally reform the legal immigration system wouldn't get caught up in the debates that are already happening over border security and over unauthorized immigrants. This is kind of why in the past members of Congress have tried to tackle this as, you know, a comprehensive all-at-once solution, because once you try to pull any piece out, there's always some group of members of Congress who doesn't want to play.
Dara Lind covers immigration for Vox. You can get more stories about immigration and how President Trump's shifts in policy are affecting people in our region. It's at KUOW.org.